Ah, son!
Roller Martin here, TV show host and bass tournament winner. You know, when I travel, I'm constantly asked about my biggest fish I've ever caught. Well, my biggest fish was an 875-pound bluefin tuna caught with none other than Angelo Viola in Nova Scotia just a couple years ago.
You got him, buddy!
Now, you listen to Angelo on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. He'll put you on where to go and how to catch your biggest fish ever.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo. And yes, we are live. We are live. Programming. I spoke to Roland Martin yesterday.
Oh yeah,
yes.
How's he doing?
Because I wanted to. I was going to do like one of those surprise. By the way, we have a surprise guest on the line now. I was going to have do that today with him, but he's doing great.
Yeah.
It was his birthday.
Oh my goodness.
Last week.
Last week.
Mm.
How old is he?
How is he?
How old is he?
He told me not to say.
Oh. He's 20 years old.
Let's put it this way. I was shocked.
Oh.
And I've known Roland a million years, and you never realize his age. You just don't realize his age because he looks like a kid. I told you the story. You know, whenever I was recently, when I say recently, it was about a year and a half ago, we were on an event together.
Yeah.
And I was beside him, and folks were taking pictures and stuff of the two of us. And one of them, after the picture was taken, turned the phone around to show us the shot that they had taken, right? And the first thing that came to my mind when I looked at the picture, I said, oh, my God, I look like his dad, Roland's dad. but anyway, so I called him yesterday. I was going to have him on the program today, and unfortunately, he had to decline. And you know why?
Why?
Well,
he's fishing?
Well, no, he's going turkey hunting.
Oh.
Yeah, he's turkey hunting today. And then later on, he's going to go do some bass fishing.
He's keeping his distance, though.
Well, I said, Roland, dumb question. You know we're in the middle of a pandemic, right? Yeah.
What's the matter with that?
And then he quickly reminded me, his property, he's got a real nice chunk of land in Florida. And he doesn't have to go off of his property to do any of those things. Let's put it that way.
So he's social distancing.
So he's doing his thing. He's going turkey hunting in the morning on his property, and then later on he's going to go do some bass fishing. He's got this great stretch of water that runs right through his property. We'll call it, for the sake of arguing, we'll call it a canal. It's massive. And it's loaded with bass and stuff. So he doesn't have to do anything. His boat's always in the water. He's got a boat right there, a little one of those John boats right there in the water. He just jumps out, goes fishes for half an hour, and then comes home and has breakfast.
Look at that.
So anyway, so he said he had to beg off. He says, I'd love to be on next weekend. So we're going to have him on next weekend.
Perfect.
Yeah. And maybe he'll tell us how old he is on here, because I've sworn to secrecy. I can't.
We'll sing him happy birthday, but then we say,
yeah.
How old are you? One. Are you two? 4 hours later.
And you know how big Roland is, okay? And he didn't throw this out there to blow my mind. He did not do this. I know Roland well enough to do that. But he says, after I told him, you know, after I said, but you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and he said, yeah, but, you know, I've got my own property. I'm not going anywhere. So we did. And he says, and guess what? He says, I had my birthday. He says, it was my birthday last week. I saw that's great. I said, so it must have been, you know, pretty quiet. He says, well, it was kind of weird. He said, you know, we just had about, you know, 10 or 15 folks in. I said, but how did you do with the isolation? I said, well, everybody, you know, Judy, my wife, she made sure that everybody had their own spot in the living room when we had the birthday cake, and we didn't, you know, and he's going on. And he says, and I was, I'll tell you, I gotta tell you, because you know, my situation with Johnny Morris. He says, Johnny Morris came to my birthday party.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know who that is? You don't, do you?
The name rings a bell, but I...
Bass Pro? The owner of Bass Pro Shop.
I didn't want to say it on air. I had a feeling. I wasn't quite sure.
And apparently, it was a total surprise to Roland.
Oh,
he didn't know who was coming. His wife obviously arranged it all. And Johnny Morris was one of the 10 or 15 people, or whatever the number was. It was a small little group that actually showed up during this crisis and to wish him a happy birthday. How cool is that?
That's funny.
Yeah, anyways. All right, so let's go to some of these chat guys here to answer some questions. First of all, I want to thank everybody for joining us today on this chat room. Is this a chat room?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, no, earlier I pronounced
You're calling it different things the whole entire show.
Right. Well, with this place on fishingcanada.com where we can communicate with each other. I've got a note here from guest number 8805. By the way, as I mentioned before, it'd be great if you put your names in there, but you don't have to. But guest 8805 says that the news agencies are saying that cottagers have to stay home. He says, my resort down here hold over 500 people in a small area. So the resort near him, I'm assuming, will hold 500 people. So that's a big gathering. And they're saying, stay home. You can't go to those places. First of all, they're closed.
Yeah.
Right. Another one of our listeners is saying that the marinas are closed because they're not a non-essential business. Now, they're closed only in terms of doing business. The marina itself, the physical part of most of these marinas, is still accessible. I want to point that out to folks. Not that I'm telling you to break the law or anything. Still accessible. In a lot of cases, you could still roll your boat down the ramp and get out there if that was legal. It's illegal to open that business, the marina business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, right now, it's not illegal to launch your boat. I just want to get that perfectly straight so that we all know. As far as I know, it's not illegal to launch your boat, because this guy wants to know. And there you go. So it's not illegal to launch your boat, but it's illegal to have a marina open where you could launch your boat. Certainly all the municipal marinas are closed. All of the government-operated facilities are closed, right? Somebody wants to, who we got? Lionel, longtime listener, just listened, grew up, out on the West Coast. My dad, scuba dived and, he had a spear gun. I wonder if that's doable nowadays. Why haven't I won yet? He wants to know. Why hasn't he won yet? Never. Everybody wants to know, why haven't they won? And who can blame them? Because they look at it now. It's been what, a year and a month that we've been running these contests every month, and they see all these people winning stuff all over the place. So they're saying, why can't it be me? Well, it can be you, Lionel. It can be you. Don't give up. We are going to continue giving away all of these wonderful prizes for the foreseeable future. Certainly right now, we're scheduled right through till the end of this month to give at least one grand prize away every month on fishingcanada.com. In a lot of cases, like starting in April, we'll be upping the ante by having two and three prizes going on at the same time. And I made that announcement last week. Starting April 15th, we're also going to give away a boat, motor, and trailer in 2020, all for free on fishingcanada.com. All you have to do is go there. Be patient. Yeah, you got to tough it out. Put your nose to the grindstone. Make sure you get a ballot in every 24 hours, and your chances will go through the roof, as this past month's winner did from New Brunswick. So there you go. What else have we got? Any other questions on there? I can't see. I'm too far away from the monitor. We're going to have to redesign this thing and... Oh, there's a whole bunch there that I've missed.